Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Let's take back this country and lead the world again.
Former Vice President Joe Biden at the Democrats' fifth presidential debate of the campaign in Atlanta on MSNBC.
I know how to bring people together to get things done.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Here's Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Women are held to a higher standard. Otherwise, we could play a game called Name Your Favorite Woman President.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, critical of her own party.
Our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people.
There were 10 candidates on stage. Party rules will make it tougher to qualify for the next debate next month. Today's witnesses in the impeachment inquiry are former National Security Council Russia analyst Fiona Hill and David Holmes, a diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, who says he overheard a phone call with President Trump asking about investigations. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a week from today.
I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's like a desert in my mouth.
Pass the gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew.
Pass the weather, please.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We have been living the dream this week with some very nice weather. Each day has been beautiful, picture postcard perfect. Today is going to be another great day. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. Warming trend continues. 73 today, at least 73, 74, somewhere around there. Partly cloudy, not as cool tonight. Low temperature in the 50s. Probably ending up close to 50. Tomorrow, mid-70s, most of the day dry. Can't rule out a stray shower late in the day. Showers more likely by late Friday night. And then showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday. That could affect some plans. They'll be ending and turning much cooler by Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high, upper 50s instead of the 70s. So right now, this morning with just a few clouds, not bad, 44 degrees at 6:05.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
People are stressing me out. I can't smoke.
You should give up smoking.
Give them up. I enjoy smoking.
Smoke them if you got them.
Not today.
Not today.
Because it's the Great American Smokeout.
Weren't you supposed to give up smoking?
Giving up smoking is one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do.
Well, I can give it smoking. I can give it whenever I want. Look, see? Don't need them.
Just stay away from the coffee.
You need a copious amount of coffee to keep me awake.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Had a cigarette yet? Yeah? Yeah?
I hate this day. Hate this day. A long time ago, I did it for 24 hours on the air.
The smoke out, yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't take. Hey, look at this. The Gerber baby turns 93.
What is... look, it looks the same. I'm kidding. That is the cutest sketch, though, of a baby. I remember that so vividly on that, the Gerber's baby. You know, as kids, as beyond babies, we had Gerber baby food. We would eat the, the powdered, that stuff. It was good.
You want to know how sentimental I am? And forgive me, I'm wiped out this morning. I don't know why. I cannot get it going.
Well, bomb hours last night, too.
I don't know about that. It wasn't that late. Isn't this usually the way people get before they croak? Where they're just dragging their ass.
Yeah, that's pretty much it right there. So, what are we going to do on your last show today?
I just want to let everybody know I love you. If something does happen today, please help my family, because they'll need it. That's about it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm grateful for 15 great years here.
Stop it. Hey, that was a great Reuben this morning. That was just excellent. We haven't done that lately.
You know what's weird about this? I was fine when I made that Reuben. Yeah. I was pretty much good until I walked out the door. It's like, is there something in the air?
No, I don't know. In the air tonight.
Let's see. Gerber, baby, lady. I'll post that picture on Facebook so people can see it.
He's a cute baby.
Yesterday, Briscoe had to go to MVA for some surgery. Look at what a good boy he is in the car waiting to go.
What kind of surgery was that?
See that spot on his back there? Oh, he had a growth there. They had to be removed and biopsy. We don't know the results yet.
Yeah.
And there he is, resting with his friend.
Yeah.
Sheepyhead.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm having sympathetic fatigue with him.
Bailey had something like that removed. It was a very, very expensive day. But it came out benign.
Yeah. The vets are generally a pretty expensive day, but how could I deny that little face?
Oh, no.
What do you need? You know?
Anything that's required, money is no object.
Tell you what, I am too tired to walk downstairs and have one, so I'll hang out with you.
Okay.
And I won't smoke, so we'll call that my
participation in the Great American Smokeout.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A judge is ordering DNA testing for the man arrested in connection to Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. Anaya was last seen on October 23rd in Auburn. The judge ordered the testing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a man was found in Anaya's car. Troy police have opened a death investigation after a 58-year-old man was found dead inside his home Wednesday. Police say the man's vehicle is also missing. Troy police are searching for a person of interest in the case. And the Salvation Army kicked off its annual Red Kettle campaign Wednesday. This year's goal is to raise $300,000. The Red Kettles will appear outside of 43 businesses and organizations in the Montgomery area. They are still looking for volunteer bell ringers to collect donations. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:13.
It's almost Thanksgiving and your home is all decked out for friends and family, but you want it to smell great too. Problem is, sprays are temporary and open flamed candles can be dangerous. But now there's Happy Vapesgiving. All the great smells of Turkey Day in a convenient vape juice form. Happy Vapesgiving was designed by a 17-year-old skateboarder.
This is fire.
It sure is. Big clouds of vape smoke with the smell of freshly roasted turkey, along with the subtle underlying scent of charred lung tissue. And not only turkey flavor, Happy Vapesgiving comes in side flavors like cranberry, cream bean casserole, and pumpkin pie.
This is lit.
Yes, vape smoke is woke, especially for the holidays. Happy Vapesgiving.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Just posted a story on Facebook. It's apparent that they're getting very close to being able to bring back the dead to perform. See that right there? That is a Roy Orbison hologram.
That's amazing.
We can give that a little listen. Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's there.
Only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing some of these.
I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't pay the price that they would be getting if they were alive. But I mean, you know what I mean.
Is this the dead one or the?
Well, it's just a possibility. So I posted the story on Facebook and asked, "Who would you want to see come back in that way if you could?" I'm assuming if they could do it for Roy Orbison, they can do it for anybody.
Can you imagine? Now, think about it. Now, a power setup of people like. On stage now, boom. On stage now, boom. Like three or four, like a super concert. Wow.
Apparently, the music that's provided is real. There's an actual band behind Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
I kind of agree, yeah. I don't think I should pay the same amount of money to see a fake Roy Orbison that would the real one.
Exactly.
So we'll check back on that, but if there's somebody you would like to see return to the stage in a hologram, we want to know, because we are nosy on this show.
You guys, I'm in the full food production mode yesterday, and tomorrow morning you're going to get one of those big Chinette plates like this size with the whole full-blown Thanksgiving meal, including the mashed potatoes gravy, the turkey, the green bean casserole, the mom's sausage dressing, all of that. Now, you can have it for lunch later, or you take it home. I don't care what you do.
I'm going to have a tough time not having that.
Are we doing breakfast or not, or what? How do you...
Well, we got big decisions to make here. Do I get up early and slave over a hot Reuben or a fried egg sandwich?
Oh, you just did Reuben. It was amazing. It was amazing. Just amazing.
How was yours?
Did you not have it?
Oh, no. I ate it. I was starving.
Yeah.
I had only eaten lunch yesterday when Rick and I were working on that room.
Yeah.
And
Jay got to be handyman yesterday. That's what goes with being the boss.
Yeah. That's why I'm a little bit late getting up here this morning, because I didn't get that other thing. That other show done, so I had to do it this morning. as far as tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with whatever you want to do. I'm just saying
that could be your lunch.
It's an opportunity for you to.
I may not be here tomorrow.
Well, that's new.
I might be dead.
Well, true, but I'll at least get fed from Rich, so
that's
I won't go
good.
Hungry.
Wait a minute. So do I bring your meal tomorrow, or are you going to be dead?
I'll have it.
Roz will eat it.
Jeez, man.
No, my thought is I was going to say take a break. If you do make breakfast, the likelihood of me being hungry at lunch, because if depends on what you make. You know, if you make one of those egg and sandwiches like we have, then that'll get me through the entire day, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can have whatever Rich makes for dinner. But If not, I can totally eat what he makes for breakfast and will be happy either way.
This is full-blown Thanksgiving meal. And
do I need to bring Tupperware tomorrow?
You want me to make yams?
No. No, it's a, I'm not a yam fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not dead or alive.
Let's put a lid on it, shall we? By calling Jones Brothers. They've been putting lids, roofs, of course, on homes for years, but they're trustworthy people, so before you buy into the idea that you need a whole roof, have them out and make sure that whatever problem you think you're having with the roof can be fixed with something a lot less expensive than a replacement and look just as nice and be just as effective. Over 8 decades, they have built that reputation. You can trust them. My recommendation, above and beyond roofing, repair, and replacement, they do replacement windows and doors, and they do a phenomenal job. We've used them twice now on replacement doors, and they're not only their installs are perfect, but they're paint matching everything, 100% satisfactory. Call them at 800-264-8009 or browse their entire portfolio of services at jbroof.com at 620. First look at the road.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are still all clear this morning. We don't have any accidents to report right now. We're seeing more cars on the boulevard, more and more cars hitting the interstate systems, I-65 and 85 through Montgomery. 231 picking up a little bit, but for the most part, we're just kind of sitting here dunking our donuts and our coffee. And waiting for something to happen. But, you know, we'd like to continue doing that. We don't like reporting accidents, no more than you'd like having them. So buckle up, drive carefully this morning. Should be a nice ride into work as it stands right now. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is going to be a really special Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! We brought chicken wings.
Happy Thanksgiving! I brought marshmallow peeps.
Hey, turkey boy, want to show me your giblets?
And you'll have fun, fun, fun till the daddy takes a deeper away.
That was the best Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving dinner ever.
Ah, come on, boys, it's Thanksgiving.
Dad's getting drunk on Thanksgiving is a holiday tradition.
The turkey, the stuffing,
the cranberries.
Chow time, boys.
Kids, you have fun, fun, fun. Now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
T-Bird, I think that means Thanksgiving bird.
That's all the turkey you're going to get.
Thanks. It's 6:24 with the timeline for November 21st. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
325th day of the year, 40 days remain. Love that intro. Today's the Great American Smokeout. We mentioned that. It's National Jukebox Day. If I had a basement, boy, would I have a jukebox. I love those. I
Let
love
me
watching.
Offer a word of a cautionary tale on that. My friend Kathleen in Florida has a jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can fix it.
Right.
They break very easily.
I bet.
And it, basically, it's just a giant ornament that nobody, you can't even really sell them for anything.
Oh, man.
So I don't want to spoil your dream. But
you're such a killjoy.
I am.
It's World Hello Day. You're supposed to verbally greet 10 people today as an expression of the importance of personal communication and preserving peace.
Hello!
Thank you for participating. You have 9 more to go.
Hello.
Who's that?
He sounded adorable. 142 years ago, 1877, Thomas Edison announced his newest invention, a hand-cranked foil cylinder, the phonograph, dubbed the talking machine. First thing he recorded, Mary Had a Little Lamb, picked at number 2 on Billboard. The B-side was Freak Out.
Did you know that Edison...
The B-side was Freak Out.
Freak Out!
It sounded funny this morning. I'm sorry, did I know Edison what? Did I know him personally? No.
That he tried to invent a phone that would contact the dead?
No, I didn't
he did.
Know that.
Really? Too many unlisted cemeteries.
I was going to say, did he reach an unlisted number? You beat me to the punch.
But we're both brilliant, aren't we?
Man. On this date in 1931, 88 years ago, the horror classic Frankenstein released, starring Boris Karloff as the Frankenstein monster. And on this date in 1942, Tweety Bird debuted as in a Warner Brothers cartoon, A Tale of Two Kitties, featuring Babbitt and Costello.
I thought I
saw a ponytail. Right, it was a feline parody of the comedy legends Abbott and Costello. Okay. 56 years ago in 1963, President John F. Kennedy and his wife Jackie arrived in San Antonio to start a 2-day tour of the state. They're headed to Dallas tomorrow, Friday the 22nd of November.
Where did they go? Did they do anything in San Antonio, or did they just arrive there and then went somewhere else?
I think there was a parade in San Antonio. Then wasn't there a parade in Houston, too? And then the next morning they flew to Fort Worth.
So they didn't stay in San Antonio. They went straight from San Antonio to Houston?
Right. They got on Air Force One.
They stayed in Fort Worth. He made a speech to a crowd at the hotel. They went to a breakfast there.
Yeah, then they got on the plane.
That breakfast was well known because she was a little bit late.
Yep.
Everybody gave her a big welcome. And he made the comment that nobody wonders what Lyndon and I wear.
I was just curious because I go to San Antonio a few times or have been there a few times. And if there was any sort of like place that he stayed or any kind of thing there, I'd love to go and see it. But there's really not. So
And he had some really popular, the crowd was wildly popular in Texas before he got to Fort Worth, and Fort Worth went well. Then he got on the plane to Dallas Love Field, and of course we know what happened on the day tomorrow.
Yeah, but just before the first shot rang out, Conley's wife looked at him and said, "You can't say Texas
doesn't love
you,
you,
Mr. President."
Yeah,
and
that's
boom.
Right at 12:30. Now, our song of the day, and this one certainly qualifies as a classic in the rock era. Gosh, I was a sophomore at Brookside High School, Sheffield Lake, Ohio, when I first heard this song on the Big 8, CKLW. 1973, 4 guys from San Jose, California, call themselves the Doobie Brothers. Long train a-running. This is your Thursday morning timeline, 6:28 now.
No, I'm
I think one of their best, especially on the radio and also on stage, is China Grove.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Doobie Brothers. 44 years ago in 75, Queen released their fourth album, A Night at the Opera, featuring Bohemian Rhapsody, which the record company absolutely hated. And they just didn't understand it. And You're My Best Friend, which the record company did like and released first. 43 years ago in 76, the first Rocky movie opened in New York City.
Oh. New York City.
Can you do Rocky? Can you do a Rocky?
Yeah.
That's good.
Adrian, I've been hitting the head a lot, and I crap in my pants.
39 years ago, 1980, a fire broke out at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Fire killed 85 people. It's hard to believe in this day and age. Well, it was 1980, of course, but that a fire could kill that many people in a hotel. 39 years ago, in 1980, an estimated 83 million people tuned in to Dallas to find out who shot JR. The payoff was a pretty big letdown. It turned out to be a relatively minor character, Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby. On this date in 1981, Let's Get Physical, Physical. That's the Olivia Newton number one song on this date 38 years ago.
I have that on, I had that on a 45 in my jukebox.
Did you really?
Oh, actually, it was called a Rockola.
Oh, Rockola. And do you still have it?
It's in my aunt's basement.
Oh.
With the pool table and the pinball machine and a little cocktail Pac-Man game.
Does it still work?
Still works.
Nice.
As far as I know, it still works.
Nice. On this date in 92, this is the day Adam Sandler first performed the Thanksgiving song on the Weekend Update segment, Saturday Night Live. And you had an updated version of that. He's doing it every year now with new stuff.
We'll probably play that sometime this morning.
Okay. On this date in 95, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tops. Are you ready? Dun-dun-dun-dun! What do you think it topped in 1995?
3,000?
5,000 for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? 28,000 now?
About that.
Something like that. 16 years ago, 2003, the FDA approved Cialis. It immediately gave competition to the two existing medications, Viagra, the little blue pill, and Levitra.
Viagra.
They have a critical time fuse. Cialis doesn't.
Okay.
15 years ago, 2004, Nintendo DS released in North America. What's
DS stand for?
Yeah.
Dual screen.
Oh, DS.
It's a clamshell design. You popped it open. There was a screen on the top, screen on the bottom. Oh. And then you played a little handheld.
What are we going to call it? It's got two screens. How about DS?
That's what DS stands for?
Dual screen, yeah.
I thought it stood for dumb.
2 years ago, 2017, Partridge Family star David Cassidy died of liver failure. People originally thought he had was complications from dementia, but as you quickly diagnosed, even while it was happening, David lied about that to cover up his drinking problems.
Correct.
Birthdays today. Rain Phoenix, I beg your pardon, is 47. Sister of River Phoenix and Drizzle Phoenix.
Is there any relation to fascism? Phoenix.
Michael Strahan, 48, Good Morning America host. Kelly Ripa's former co-host. Ken Griffey Jr. is the big 5-0 today.
Hey. Wow. Junior.
Retired, of course. Retired. Troy Aikman is 53. NFL commentator. He does a pretty good job, I think, in that role. Livingston Taylor, that's James Taylor's brother. He's a singer. He's 69. The one you were in, with another Taylor. The other brother.
Alex Taylor.
Yeah, the other brother.
Alex is dead.
Oh, okay.
In fact, he died by mixing alcohol with a drug called Antabuse, which reacts violently in your system. It's supposed to be a deterrent to drinking.
It makes you
feel like you're going to die, and it can kill you. They tell you that. So you drink at the risk of death, and he did, and he died in the Orlando airport.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
It's just a placebo. It sits in your system. You don't know it's in there.
Uh-huh.
But if you put alcohol in your system,
it can be deadly.
Your face will turn beet red.
Yeah.
Your heart will pound. And sometimes it stops.
Wow. Goldie Hawn is 74 today. Marlo Thomas, that girl, is 82.
Oh, my God. She looks awesome.
I used to love... how they would set up the show with the first scene, yeah. and then he would say something like, who are you talking about? That girl.
That girl.
And then they would go into the show open. Pretty cool. Countdowns today. 1 week away from Thanksgiving. I don't know why I said it that way, but winter begins in 30 days.
Whoa.
Why did you say that way?
34 days till Christmas. 101 days till the first day of spring. And that's all I have on your timeline.
With your host, you know the goddess in our sales department, Cheryl? She's making a very important stop for me today.
Oh.
At Brian Jewelry.
Oh.
Something that Goose, Mademoiselle Goose, ordered off the website has arrived.
See.
She'll be picking it up so I can send it down just in time for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the jewelry that you see featured on the Brian Jewelry website, brianjewelry.com, looks every bit as good in person as it does on the website. It's really an incredible selection. However, if you can't find exactly what you want, they can modify a piece that you see there, or they can create it from scratch, because that's what professional jewelers do. Shopping for a big fan of the greatest rivalry in sports? Dual showcases at Brian Jewelry featuring Auburn and Alabama products. This is the real deal. This is first-class merchandise. Stuff you can give with pride, and stuff you won't see next to the pink boiled eggs at a convenience store.
The pink boiled eggs?
That's usually what they look like. Okay. And that red juice, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. And you won't get a pink boiled egg at Brian Jewelry either. So the best idea, if you're lacking one, is to stop by and talk to them, because they've got 7 decades of experience in taking people who don't know what to do and mapping something out that works for them and the person they're shopping for. They're at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Shop again at brianjewelry.com. TV coming up at 636.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Lots of sunshine. Warming trend continues today. Do you love this weather? 73 the high today, down to 50 tonight. Mid-70s tomorrow, most of the day dry. Can't rule out a stray shower late in the day, but a better chance by late Friday night, and then showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday. And I know that could affect a lot of plans. A lot of people are asking about specifics. That'll be ending, turning much cooler Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high only in the 50s instead of the 70s. And then the next storm system, as we look ahead to Thanksgiving week, arrives by about Tuesday night and into Wednesday, the big travel day. Right now this morning, east winds at 5, 44 degrees now, 636.
All right, TV next, 6:30, and now 6:37 as the world turns with traffic, and then we're on the tube.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways. I-65 and 85 traffic is building, and we are beginning to get busy at the 65-85 interchange downtown. We are seeing more cars on the Atlanta Highway, especially Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, and Madison Avenue into downtown. The boulevard is getting busier, busiest right now between Troy Highway and 331 down the East South Boulevard. Use caution, drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time, so we're going to continue to dunk our donuts and our coffee. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lendmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Let's take back this country and lead the world again.
Former Vice President Joe Biden at the Democrats' fifth presidential debate of the campaign in Atlanta on MSNBC.
I know how to bring people together to get things done.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Here's Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Women are held to a higher standard. Otherwise, we could play a game called Name Your Favorite Woman President.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, critical of her own party.
Our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people.
Oh! 10 candidates on stage. Party rules will make it tougher to qualify for the next debate next month. Today's witnesses in the impeachment inquiry are former National Security Council Russia analyst Fiona Hill and David Holmes, a diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, who says he overheard a phone call with President Trump asking about investigations. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi.
I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's showtime.
Okay, let's look good now. We're going to be on the television.
On the telly?
Or is what's his name from King of Queens? Kevin James? Television.
Television.
I like that.
We're going to be talking about the dumbest reason we were ever fired.
Last hour, Ryan had a singer. He said, oh, Greg's going to have a... He's going to dominate this segment or something like that.
Oh, I'm glad he was doing sneak previews. I really don't have... I mean, one story I could tell, but I can't.
Oh, okay. All right. Then,
yeah.
Oh, I love that. No, I'm kidding.
I got one, I think.
I've got... Well, I was fired.
When were you fired?
14 years old.
Energize your day.
Snurs Hardware.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Have you ever been fired from a job for a ridiculous reason? Now is the time to share, and I'm sure Greg Budell's got
The hashtag, and then I was fired, is trending on Twitter, and people are sharing the dumbest reasons they were ever canned from a job. Some of the highlights include a person who cooked fish in the microwave and someone who brought their Komodo dragon to bring your dog to work day.
Eat a dog. They'll eat people.
Wait, I thought you were saying eat a dog.
Same.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Fired.
All right. We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What makes you think I did anything weird to get fired from a job, Ryan? All right. Let me start with this one.
Okay.
I was 16 and I was working in a mall at a cigar store.
Okay.
And it carried cigars and cigarettes and, you know, pipe tobacco, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do that way back then.
And adult magazines. Adult magazine.
Oh.
Oh, and you weren't even an adult.
Right.
No. But I got called aside after I'd been there a couple of months. And,
they said aside?
I'm going to have to let you go because we can't sell wrinkled magazines to our customers.
Oh.
I was just reading. I was trying to...
That boy takes a lot of breaks.
Change the subject.
You were my friend. I made you a Reuben sandwich this morning.
Let me continue my story.
Just tell you, they're holding down the red button in the back.
That's as naughty as it gets. I was 16.
Go ahead, Julia.
I was telling a story in between, and I was like, well, maybe this is the time to share it now. But I was saying that I was, I won't say I was fired. I'm still hanging on to that. I was just told, just maybe not come back anymore after 2 days, right? And I feel like the reason she ended up telling my friend, she was like, she just looked tired and unhappy.
It was at a coffee shop.
And I'm like, well, it's 5 a.m., and you keep calling me the night before, as if a weekly schedule doesn't exist. And now, here we go, look at me
a
now.
A weekly schedule? You were there for 2 days.
Exactly. But she called me that Sunday night before. And then, she told me it was for, come in for an interview. And then she was like, do you have your nonstick shoes? And I was like,
where's your name tag?
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't know that I worked here. So when she was like, don't come back anymore, I was like, I didn't know I was hired. So how did I end up being fired?
I was fired from Snurs Hardware.
I didn't know I was on the payroll.
For age 14, Snurs Hardware. And they called me in. They said, did you cook something in the toaster oven? Yes, sir.
Do you know you forgot and left it in? Oh no, it burned up, and I was.
That's the only time they had to let
Me go.
You're the only person I know with a pristine resume. You have always moved job to job, and I think there's like.
May I ask what you cooked in a toaster oven that they had to let you go for?
I was trying to do a burger, and I think it started flaming up inside there.
The old flaming burger,
you know, with the.
I was going to say, he didn't even get credit for the flame-broiled burger. You let Burger King get you on that.
That's right. And then the rest is history.
Trying to make it a toaster.
Exactly.
I did get fired once for falling asleep during a music show.
Oh?
But I had had root canals, and they had me on, I think it was Vicodin or something, and I was just tired. And the music was boring. So I dozed off during a song set, and somebody had to come in and tap me.
Some of the reasons they listed on here are just crazy. I don't know if you ever looked at some of those, or just the people that people answered. They're just nuts reasons. I don't know. Nope.
Give us a couple. We only have like 30 seconds left, so make it good. Give us like the top two that you thought were crazy.
Yeah.
This said that it took off 14 days to see fish and completely forgot. Saw my schedule and I didn't know why they were firing me. Huh, that's just, I mean, just crazy stuff. Anyway, they said rap, so looks like they're firing us.
You want us back tomorrow?
Yeah. All right, guys.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. Sounds like my mother.
We'll see if it pops up.
After that first story, probably not.
We'll know when the script says. And our friend from News Talk 93.1.
Hello, Jay.
Hi. What, everybody in this group?
Sticky situation for sure.
Did everybody in this group skip age 16?
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
They're rushing us off.
If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to.
All right, I got to. Look at that image on TV.
Yeah, the fat guy in the front?
Yeah, no, on the left. The blue shirt. That fat guy.
Jeez.
So, what was wrong with that story? I didn't say anything vulgar.
It was fine. I think it was funny.
Yeah. They expect that from me, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they got it.
Jay, though, is looking at me like, how could I even be friends with you?
I'm gonna count up everything Jay said during that segment. Hold on. Nothing.
How many letters?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to interrupt anybody. Everybody was talking. I didn't want to interrupt.
You know, the great fortune to you is that you were taken off one job here in the building and sent up here. That was the best thing that ever happened.
Right. I've actually never...
You were actually tied with Bailey for what things said.
I'm trying to think of my job in my careers. I've actually never been fired. I've been laid off, which is a version of being fired.
Oh, yeah.
But it came amongst many other cuts with other people.
Oh, yeah.
So it went with a group where it's like, hey, you're laid off. But as far as like being fired from a job, no. I've been laid off and demoted down to a different position, and then brought back up again.
I remember hearing that.
But
not any of these stupid reasons listed on.
Never been fired.
Well, I'm hoping it never. I haven't been fired in 15 years, and the last time they did that to me, they paid a heavy price for it. So be it. 6:47, cheap and trashy in 1 minute.
Has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, Grammy nominees were out yesterday. I'll give you a dollar for every nominee you know.
Yeah, right.
Or the at least the...
or have heard of?
Lizzo.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't know.
I get a dollar.
I don't know Lizzo.
You also get a smaller egg sandwich tomorrow.
Because I know Lizzo? That's a penalty?
Billie Eilish
is big deal.
Yeah, Rich knows her. Yeah, I know her.
She's 17 now? Or
Tank
16?
And the Bangers. Tank and the Bangers.
That, no.
No, I don't.
Yola?
No.
Maggie Rogers?
No, I don't know any of those.
These are the big nominee people.
Yeah.
H-E-R?
No.
No.
Phineas O'Connell?
No.
No.
Phineas O'Connell. Oh,
right, so the deal was I'd give you a dollar for everyone you knew, and you'd give me back a dollar for everyone you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So you will both owe me about $4. You know, I remember when the Grammys used to be, how long ago was that?
September?
I just stopped paying attention to this.
No, Grammys are in, it's like February. What's the one? Emmys.
You have a real rooting interest. And I guess, what is that?
It's this microphone. I mean, that is just, it is sensitive.
Here, you go ahead and screw it in.
I thought you were scratching yourself, like the Bailey.
If you got any spots you can't reach.
Hey, you can turn me back on. Maybe. I'm just not going to move much.
Do the Grammys hate Taylor Swift?
She got nominated for like one thing.
Yeah. One of her songs.
Two. No, it was two things. I think she got two nominations.
Vampire Weekend got nominated.
She was shut out of two of the three major categories. You know, take what you get. Quit bitching. Snub.
Yeah.
That's your cheap and trashy right there.
The original Gerber baby, Ann Turner Cook, turned 93. Her picture is on my Facebook page. Here's our daily update on the life and times of Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
She now has 20 million Instagram followers. The question, other than she's a famous person, is...
Why?
She never does anything. All we hear about is speculation about whether she's pining for Brad or they're getting back together or some other stupid thing.
She just did a movie with Adam Sandler not too long ago, that murder mystery thing.
Yeah, that did pretty well, too, didn't it? That was Netflix, right?
She pops up every now and again, basically.
This could be a Morning Maroon nominee. We have an unnamed movie executive in 1994 who wanted to cast Julia Roberts to play Harriet Tubman.
I saw that. Nobody would know.
Yeah, the guy said, who's going to know the difference? Julia Roberts as Harriet Tubman. There's God. A genius. They're the ones that are trying to raise our social awareness, by the way. Zac Efron will try and spend 3 weeks in the wilderness just surviving.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Attention bears everywhere.
Topics we might kick around later just for fun. 20 recent songs that will live forever. Look at all the stuff that you feature on the timeline in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, songs that are going to be played for 100 years.
I'm glad you listen.
Today's choice was great. Who is reuniting next? That's another thing that Rolling Stone has got going, and they gave odds on different bands. Zeppelin, Talking Heads, they say 10% chance they'll reunite, 15% chance for Pink Floyd, 20% chance for Simon and Garfunkel. They better get going on those because...
They could do holograms for them, right?
Yeah, well, that was the thing we mentioned earlier in our electrifying story. Bands that have a better chance of reuniting are the Kinks. That'd be kind of cool. And NSYNC, although it'll probably be without Justin Timberlake.
I was going to say, that's going to be a tough one, too.
He's too big.
And it's not really a reunion, is it, if you can't get them all back together?
No.
You know, and I know for some of the older acts...
I could see him showing up at certain venues.
Right.
To Timberlake.
Just, you know, just to come out on stage and perform and get like the last couple of songs. Yeah.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson is retiring after the next year.
Oh, wow. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
And here we go with the double standard again. Charles Barkley has apologized for joking about wanting to hit a female reporter. That's all that was required, but when that idiot... assistant GM from the Astros was screaming, "I'm so glad we got bleeping Ozuna in front of female reporters," he was fired.
Yeah.
Make up your minds, would you, world? Because the rules change every day, and it stinks. And that's about it for the Cheap and Trashy.
Okay, Cheap and Trashy.
Tomorrow, we have another Duncan and Son predict-a-thon, and we're going to do, which is the big game?
Oh, well, gee, right. They're both huge.
Huge. Which one do you go with?
You know, I haven't looked at who Troy plays, but they're on a winning streak, and since Auburn and Alabama are just about idle tomorrow, just as close as you can get to idle, maybe we should look at another game.
Troy,
Troy's had a big win last week, a big win the week before. I wonder who they're playing this week.
This week, they are going to be playing.
I'm just saying,
through the
Auburn and Alabama, I mean, why would we put one of those games up when it just doesn't
What is
matter?
This weekend?
I went to Illinois. How about one? How about them?
Illinois?
Illinois.
23rd, they're playing L.A. Lafayette.
Oh, that doesn't
Or La Lafayette.
La Lafayette.
Louisiana Lafayette.
La Lafayette.
But if I'm looking back, well, they're not really on a winning streak. They've won two. They've won their past two games.
Oh.
I think that puts the... in Troy. We'll figure something out. I have another idea, but we don't have time to discuss it. I got to mention, though, that Don Duncan has three locations. And if you're traveling by car this Thanksgiving weekend, you have today, tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Get your car in and get them to check it out. Rotate the tires. Run a quick diagnostic check to make sure everything is in good working order so you can travel with confidence, because you don't want to spend your Thanksgiving in a Stuckey's because your car broke down with some repair that could have been easily avoided.
Or a Huddle House.
If they're awful, by the way.
I know.
Horrible.
I know.
Just awful. So, if you need tires, don't forget to get wholesale pricing on Goodyear. Every brand, but right now in overstock on Goodyear and Kelly's. So any one of the three locations will be happy to get you back to your office or house and pick you up to get you back with your car. It's customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. Don Duncan in Millbrook on Highway 14 on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, in downtown at 408 Madison. 656 Fox News coming up. Random facts next hour, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
We hope you are having a fantastic morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are seeing traffic building all over the river region. More cars on 231 from Wetumpka headed into Montgomery, as well as 31 from Prattville. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. Traffic is building there. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but things are moving along nicely. The Boulevard is beginning to get busy at the lights, and the school zones are going to start here in the next couple of minutes. Please use caution. Watch out for the kids and the buses this morning. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days. And no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. Thank you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the river region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of